Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Big third hour coming at you. It's been a big first and second hour, for that matter. They're always big here in the political cesspool. Welcome back to the live broadcast of Saturday night, June 16th. I'm James Edwards. Keith Alexander in with us for the whole night tonight, a full 3 hours, and we're always the better for that. Anyway, AM 1380 WLRM Radio, that's where we are, going out to AM FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you've not yet contributed to our second quarter fundraising drive, we mentioned this earlier. Come on, folks, we need your help. If we didn't need it, we wouldn't ask, but we cannot stay on the air without you. We narrowly missed our fundraising goal during the first quarter. We cannot and will not miss it. This time, we need your help. You can go and make a contribution tonight at thepoliticalcesspool.org safely and securely through our credit card processor. You donate $100 or more, you're going to get a great gift in return. Sam Bushman's speech, I'm telling you folks, one of the best speeches I've ever heard. He who owns the media makes the rules. That's the title, so you can imagine where it goes from there. That's why I wanted to offer this as the incentive for the donors this quarter, because, folks, you need to have it, and you will have it if you can help us out. And that way we all make out. And, again, in addition to you getting a great gift, you help keep us on the air. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. If you enjoy the show, you appreciate what we contribute to the national airwaves and the public discourse, do your part for the team, if you don't mind. Keith, obviously shows like ours are more important now, or just as important now, at least, as ever before. Barack Obama gave de facto amnesty to millions of illegal aliens this week. The Obama administration has made official the administrative amnesty that we've been tracking. They've announced that it will not deport the young illegal aliens who would have been given amnesty by the DREAM Act if the DREAM Act had passed through Congress and become law, which it didn't. So, basically, he granted the DREAM Act even though it didn't pass Congress. Now, what is that if not a dictator? Now, how did Mitt Romney respond to this proclamation, this decree by the king? He could have responded that this is an act of treason, which it is, and or corruption. Again, it actually is. By condemning Obama in the strongest possible terms and saying that a Romney administration would never do such a thing, Mitt Romney could have effectively won the presidency this week. He could have called for Obama's impeachment over this amnesty affecting millions of illegals, which is far more serious of an offense than anything Richard Nixon did with Watergate or Bill Clinton even did with the Lewinsky affair. But Romney didn't. And it's possible because of that that there won't be a Romney administration. So weak response by Mitt Romney. Let me tell you what he said. It was a particularly wimpy statement from Romney. He says that, "I believe the status of young people who come here through no fault of their own is an important matter to be considered and should be solved on a long-term basis so that they know their future would be in this country." Okay, what the hell is that? Anyway, it's certainly nothing that the Republican voters want to hear, but again, they continue, the GOP establishment continues to give us candidates like Romney and McCain, knowing that they are no opposition whatsoever to people like Obama. Anyway, so we basically got amnesty through a presidential dictate, and the opposition that's supposedly representing conservative interests rolls over and plays dead like they always do.
Well, what did I say? What did I tell you about Romney? He is the white Obama. He passed Obamacare as Romney Care when he was governor of Massachusetts. He is a governor from the bluest of blue states, Massachusetts. Why in the world would the Red State Party, the party who only gets electoral votes out of the Red State America contingent, why would they go to a blue state to pick their presidential nominee? Well, it's quite obvious, because the blue states are in permanent and complete control of our government, and they don't want any yahoos from Red State America anywhere near the levers of power. And as a result of that, we're in the same situation the South was in 1861. Our ancestors here in the South, James, knew they had been absolutely and permanently frozen out of power under the federal government that was in existence in 1861. And furthermore, by the passage of things like the Morrell Tariff, they knew that this new regime was going to play their advantage to the hilt, and basically the South was going to lose all right of self-determination. That's what's happening here. You see that George Wallace was right. The difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is the difference between Tweedledee and Tweedledum. He also said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two. There's less than a nickel's worth of difference now with Romney. And as a result, the Republicans deserve to lose. Whether they will lose, I don't know. But let me tell you that Pat Buchanan said it best. Howard Dean even said it when he was head of the Democrat Party back in 2008. He said, the Republican Party is the white party. And furthermore, Pat Buchanan said, either the Republican Party will end illegal immigration or illegal immigration will end the Republican Party. As Barry Goldwater used to say, it's as simple as that. The Republican Party can continue to push away the members of its base, the people that they need to energize to get out to the polls, or they can keep being weak tea, as you call it. They can continue to be liberalism light, and when they are, they deserve their fate. Unfortunately, the rest of us don't deserve our fate. We deserve true representation, and you're not going to get it from a blue state liberal like Mitt Romney. That's the long and the short of it. And this is just more proof, one more log on the fire, on the roaring fire that's going on, to show you that basically there's not 6 degrees of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They are, like you say, two wings of the same bird of prey.
Pretty amazing stuff. You know, and the media just accepts this as if there's nothing to even raise an eyebrow about. It is treason. All right. It is corrupt. Obama does not have the power to grant amnesty to all of these illegal aliens. And of course, you get a weak response from Mitt Romney. But this is unconstitutional, to say the least. It's illegal. And he's doing it without, you know, this already went and was rejected by Congress. The Dream Act, Obama went and gave it to him anyway. And who's going to enforce the immigration laws in this country? Well, again, we have a government that picks and chooses which laws to enforce based upon political correctness.
Well, just about everything the federal government has done since the Brown decision in 1954 has been unconstitutional. In fact, the Constitution of 1787 was effectively killed by the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln. It's now whatever a Jewish-dominated U.S. Supreme Court says it is. Do you know that on the Supreme Court today you have 4 of the 5 boroughs of New York City represented, but you have no state between the East Coast and the Left Coast, or the West Coast, represented on the U.S. Supreme Court? We supposedly have a conservative Supreme Court, but it is a very thin, razor-thin margin. And believe me, if Obama gets in there again, we're going to get another liberal leftist in there. If the Republicans get in, it will be, by the grace of God, if we don't get one of these surprise packages like John Paul Stevens in there.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip 2 Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the radio program, everybody. Listen, it's been busy. There hasn't been a second for us to look around and catch our breath tonight. It's hot in the studio this evening. The website's hot. The show's hot. Air conditioning not working very well tonight at 1380. I think we're running low on Freon or something. I noticed it's not blowing ice chips like it normally does. It's a little bit hotter in here than normal. I'm working up into a lather here, a little, you know, starting to sweat a little bit. Richard Simmons would call the sweating to the oldies. I guess the SPLC would say we're sweating to the hate tonight, but. Of course, that's what they call traditional, paleo-conservative, Christian points of view. That's what they call the truth. Yes, absolutely. Well said, Keith. The truth is hate in this day and age. Well, whatever it is, we're hot tonight. And, of course, we are we're telling the truth in love. That's what we're doing tonight, as we always do. Keith, I know you brought a few items to the table tonight you wanted to be sure to get to. We have one more segment before we bring on a guest, so have at it.
Our mutual friend Bill Fox brought this to my attention. Then, lo and behold, it shows up in the Communist Peel this morning. Southern Baptist history. New Orleans pastor Reverend Fred Luter Jr. is expected to become the first African-American president of the 167-year-old Southern Baptist Convention during the association's annual meeting being held next week in that city. Look for reports next week from religion columnist David Waters. Well, let me tell you, again, we don't want to beat this to death, but I never hear about some majority black denomination like the Church of God in Christ that was headquartered in Memphis for years, or the AME, African Methodist Episcopal Church, or the CME, Colored Methodist Episcopal Church, striving to get a white person as the head of their denomination. Where's the equality, people? Where is the lack of discrimination? Where is the even-handedness here? And if they can have a black person in charge of a predominantly black denomination, religious denomination, why, pray tell, can't a predominantly white denomination like the Southern Baptist Convention have a white head? That's apparently, it's again, heads I win, tails you lose. And what are the consequences of this for the dowdy liberals that affect this change? Well, Richard Land, the pansy, panty-waisted Harvard graduate, successor to Adrian Rogers as the Pope of the Southern Baptists, was responsible for getting Fred Luter and all of these other black ministers thrust, you know, up the ladder, out of turn, to become candidates for the presidency of the Southern Baptist Convention. He made the mistake, Richard Land did, of denouncing Obama's embrace of the gay lifestyle and the gay marriage initiatives on his weekly syndicated radio program, and he has now lost that program. And who was chief among the dissenters that wanted his head on a pike? None other than the Reverend Fred Luter Jr., who basically owes his new position as the head of the Southern Baptist Convention to none other than Richard Land. Talk about biting the hand that feeds you. These liberals basically, you know, if they're expecting a dispensation, if they're expecting good treatment from the blacks that they promote into positions of leadership, believe me, they're waiting in vain. They are really, you know, we got a surprise. They've got another think coming, as they say, James.
Well, let's hope they do, Keith. Let's hope. You know, the reason we bash the Southern Baptist so much is because I am one. And, you know, so I certainly feel comfortable taking to task a denomination that's going awry. You know, the Southern Baptists were really, and I still, I'm not going to be run out of my church. And I'm going to go to a Southern Baptist church tomorrow on Father's Day, and celebrate the day with my father. And my family's going to be there with me, and we're going to be sitting there hearing a sermon from a pastor that's ministered to me my whole life. And it's a small Southern Baptist church, but it's a righteous Southern Baptist church, and it sticks to the Bible. You know, God forbid you stick to the Bible without adding anything or taking anything away from it, unlike all of these other denominations, certainly the mega churches. But with tomorrow being Father's Day, and I guess everyone knows what I'll be doing tomorrow morning, Keith, you had a few words to say about the occasion.
Well, I was listening to the WCVR, the religious right or the religious fundamentalist mega station that is headquartered here in Memphis, and they were in their show today talking about Father's Day, and they talked about how the Hallmark card company had a deal where they sent Mother's Day cards to all of these prisons throughout the United States, and the prisoners could send out a Mother's Day card. All they had to do was sign it. Hallmark would pay for the cost of the mailing. They'd also give them the cards free of charge, and said they had such an overwhelming turnout they had to send more cards out all the time. On the other hand, they offered to do the same thing on Father's Day, and there was a totally underwhelming response. They didn't even they hardly got any cards, hardly any takers for that. And they use that, as they typically do, to slam fatherhood and fathers. Well, there's a reason why men, well, first of all, the vast majority of the prison population is non-white, and of course, the illegitimacy rate in the black community is over 70%, so it's not surprising that the people that come from dysfunctional homes, so dysfunctional that they wind up in jail, had absentee fathers. But on the other hand, liberalism has exacerbated all of those problems. In 1950, the black illegitimacy rate was 22%. The white illegitimacy rate was 1.5%. Today, the black illegitimacy rate is 72%. The white illegitimacy rate is now higher than the black illegitimacy rate was in 1950. 25% is what the white illegitimacy rate is today. And the illegitimacy rate for the United States as a whole is 41%. Apparently, the Hispanics are doing their part to bring up the numbers. Now, a lot of that is based on minority dysfunction, but it's more and more difficult to be a good father nowadays. And where did this difficulty come from? It came from liberalism. Look at the Brown decision, racially integrating the schools, public schools of America, and its progeny. Brown and its progeny accomplished that, among other things. Well, what did that do? That made it tougher to be a father. To be a father now and get a decent education for your children, you have to send your children to private school. I don't know if any of you send your children to private schools. Ha ha. Most of you do, I'm sure. It's a great expense and a great burden, and it has led directly to the demographic decline of white people in America. white people are conscientious parents, believe it or not, and they don't have children willy-nilly like certain other groups that I can name do. And consequently, if they, rather than throw their children into the veritable black hole of Calcutta that most public schools in large parts of America have become, they simply and instinctively limited the number of children they had to the number of children they could afford to send to private school. And since you have cultural Marxists running the private schools just like you do the public schools, and they have no sympathy for the plight of white parents trying to protect their children from the depredations of public education in America today, the prices have shot through the roof. And as a result, you know, if you have five children and it's a white family today, they're thinking about making a reality TV show about your family, like the Duggars or something. You know, that's almost like having 22 children, having five children in a place like Memphis, Tennessee today. Believe me, the Duggars, if they lived in Memphis, wouldn't have 22 children. They'd have to move to a virtually all-white area of America like the Ozarks of Arkansas in order to have 22 children and be able to send them to private school or even to homeschool them. It's a crazy, wild world that we live in, and it's tough on fathers, and fathers need their help. And quite frankly, the Council of Conservative Citizens used to provide that with so-called segregation academies. And I wish that they would take up the mantle again.
We're going to be talking to the CEO of the CFCC right after this break. Stay tuned.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European-American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, lighthouseliterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com. A bright light for the right.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. You know, as host of this award-winning broadcast, I'm afforded a few opportunities each year to deliver public speeches, which is a great honor for me and allow me the opportunity to meet some of our listeners face-to-face. And I'll be making my annual stop, I'm very proud to say, at the 2012 Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference, the first weekend of July, right here in Tennessee, a couple of miles up the road from me in Nashville. And I hope that you'll have the opportunity to join me. And to give you more information about this wonderful opportunity to share friendship and fellowship with other like-minded individuals, I bring to you now my good friend and yours, a man who has been appearing with us for 8 years, the Chief Executive Officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Mr. Gordon Lee Baum, Esquire. Gordon, welcome back to the show.
Guten Abend, mein Herr.
Hey, great to have you back.
Great to be with you, as always.
Well, Gordon, let's talk about the upcoming conference. As I said, the first weekend of July 6th and 7th. It's a Friday and Saturday in Nashville. Give us some more information.
Okay, it's going to be July 6th and 7th. That's a Friday and Saturday. It starts at noon on Friday and lasts through Saturday evening. Friday night we have entertainment, country western, naturally. And we got a whole raft of really excellent speakers. You know why they call us from the right? Because we're right. The other side's wrong.
Tell me, Gordon.
But anyway, heading our ticket is the last minute. The speaker we had, something happened. We got John Derbyshire, as the name would sound. He's an Englishman. And for 12 years, I understand, he was the lead writer for National Review magazine, and he got a little too honest on race issue, and so he got dumped from there, as they did with Pat Buchanan, anybody that speaks out too firmly on our side. And he's now on V-Dare as a columnist. And I understand he's a great speaker, but John Derbyshire was a banquet speaker on Friday. On Saturday. And then some of the other great celebrities we're going to have is off of this phenomenally great radio program in Memphis, Tennessee, James Edwards and Mr. Alexander.
We will both be there in tandem, I understand, Gordon, and excited about sharing the stage with my colleague there. So
I would say bring some of your books that you can personally autograph it with love from James.
Well, Gordon, you know, you're still in my thunder, my friend. You know, I certainly plan on doing that. And another thing about these conferences, you mentioned live entertainment. You mentioned a star-studded speakers lineup, including, of course, yourself, Gordon, other notables that listeners of this radio talk show may readily recognize. Obviously, John Derbyshire, longtime writer for National Review, among other publications. He was recently fired for telling a little too much truth for the pages of National Review.
We're going to have the attorney, Sam Dixon, from Florida.
Yes, Sam Dixon.
Who always gives an excellent talk. We have the Reverend Colonel Robert Slemp, a Presbyterian member and minister, and one of the highest decorated chaplains in the Vietnam War, that's going to talk about how political correctness is ruining the military and how far it's gone. It's astounding. It's shocking how bizarre it's got. Where you can't remember, a chaplain can't remember mention Christ in his prayers publicly. And bizarre things like that. But we got editor of our newspaper, webmaster, Kyle Rogers, and his assistant, Sid Secular, who does the letters to the editor and the Council News. We got Don and Derek. They're the radio talk show hosts from West Palm Beach, Florida. Do a very fine job down there. And Karen Merkel, has the same last name as the Chancellor of Germany, is going to, from Pennsylvania, is going to explain how we need more women involved. And let me think of who else. Leonard Wilson, who was the head of the Sons of Confederate Veterans and a political leader in Alabama, and Professor Miles Wolpin from the University of New York, And my goodness, there's so many of them. It's going to be a star-studded cast.
Well, and of course, Paul Fromm's going to be there, leading free speech activists to our northern neighbor in Canada. You mentioned Sam Dixon, who is a regular guest on this radio program. I'll be there. Keith will be there. That's just some of the speakers. John Derbyshire again with the luncheon speech. But here's the important thing, folks, as Gordon is giving you some of the reasons to come. This thing's coming up the first week of July, but if you want to lock in the special CFCC conference group rate of $75 a night at this very nice hotel in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, you've got to register by June 19th. That's coming up a couple of days from now, right, Gordon? How can they do it?
Well, they can get the information. Now, if they're a member supporter, they got their newsletter, Council Reporter, it's all in there. But if they can register, it's only $65, which is about as cheap as you can, because that includes the banquet on Saturday, the lunch. And so that's the luncheon, and that's where we have to spend the most money is for the luncheon. But they can either do it by going to our website, cofcc.org, cofcc.org, and they can register there, or they call 636-940-8474, 636-940-8474. Or they can mail it in if they got a newsletter. And it's only $65, but as you say, there's lots of other hotels, actually, in the Nashville area. But if they want to be on site, and the room rate's only $75 a night plus tax, which is pretty cheap in this day and age, inexpensive, we won't say cheap, it's a nice hotel. And so they should move quickly. And we got people coming from all over. We got several from Canada. They'll have a great time meeting like-minded people. And anybody wants to can attend if they're of like mind. We don't want somebody sitting there for the Black Panthers hooting or anything like that. But if you got, now it's $65 a person, but if it's a couple of man and wife or guy and his kid, it's only $120. It's six for each of them. It's 60 for each additional person.
And folks, let me tell you, that's a steal, because the number of times each year that present themselves for you to share the company of other people who know what's going on in this country, other hardworking, God-fearing, tax-paying Americans who are fed up with political correctness and are joining and fighting in an organization, an old-time conservative organization that seeks to right the wrongs and reclaim America's destiny. You don't get those opportunities very often, and I tell you, it cannot be understated the great feeling, once again, a fellowship and camaraderie that overcomes us all when you're with other people of like mind and similar backgrounds. So, and you need to stay on site. You need to stay at the conference hotel because let me tell you, on Saturday night, July 7th, we're going to be conducting a live remote broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program there in the conference room. We're going to give you the opportunity to participate in this show as it's being aired live to our affiliate stations across the country and our online listeners around the world. So you come, you're going to get all these great speakers. You're going to get all the fellowship. You're going to get all the fun. And I know where this hotel is. It's right in the middle of a thriving entertainment district. You're going to be busy. You're going to make new friends and good food, but you're going to be able to sit in for a live taping of TPC. And Gordon, as you know, this has become a staple of the CFCC conferences over the last few years. We've made headline news as a result of some of the broadcasts we've done live from the council. You never know who's going to show up. A couple of years ago, Tim Adams showed up. The election official from Hawaii said he knew firsthand Barack Obama did not have a certificate there. You never know what you're going to find, but you won't find out unless you're there.
Well, I hope they come. We will certainly welcome them. But time is of the essence. Time is quickly fleeing by, and if they want to stay at the hotel, they have to do that, or there are others in the area. But we have to know within a week of the time of the event how many meals are there. So it's important they register ahead of time so we can have food for them. Otherwise, you'll have to eat a bag of potato chips or something.
Well, folks, come meet Gordon Bob. Come meet myself, Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, the whole political cesspool hosting staff, other paleo-conservative leaders from around the world, traditional Americans, good people. And again, you'll be have the opportunity to join us for a live taping. You'll be a part of the studio audience there when we do the show live on the road in Nashville. Now, again, to get more information about this or to register for the event, please call the CFCC National Headquarters at 636-940-8474. And they'll take your registration, get you booked up in the hotel, but you only have until June 19th to lock in that special rate,
well,
the CFCC
to make
group
the hotel
rate.
Reservation with the hotel. They can't make it through us.
Hey, Gordon, buddy, I think they're playing my song. We got to take a break. More information at our website, too, ladies and gentlemen, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We've got all the links. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, folks, before we get to our intrepid correspondent, Peter Scoop Stanton, want to quickly wrap up with Gordon Baum, the CEO of the Council of Conservative Citizens, my good friends for many, many years now. The CFCC 2012 conference is coming up July 6th and 7th in Nashville, Tennessee. You can go to cfcc.org, cfcc.org. to register. We also have information about registering on our website, or you can call the CFCC headquarters and register and book up your room, 636-940-8474. Quick word to Gordon Baum from my co-host Keith Alexander before we get to Peter Stanton.
Hello, Gordon. Good to talk
Keith,
with you.
Look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Well, I can't wait, and I just wanted to congratulate you on getting John Derbyshire on the speaker's platform. You know,
well, that was Kyle Rogers that achieved that victory.
Well, see, we can welcome Derbyshire to the renegade tribe called Paleo Conservatives, and of course, the Council of Conservative Citizens has a long history of doing that. For example, when Sam Francis got the boot from the Washington Times, the Council of Conservative Citizens reached out and had him become the editor of the Citizen Informer, the newspaper of the council, where he did a stellar job for years until his untimely death. I think it was in 2005. You've got a big tree with many branches, Gordon, and you've been doing great work through the years. You know, there are a lot of people that are involved with the Council of Conservative Citizens that used to be on the old White Citizens Council, and they're the ones that came up with the so-called council schools that provide an alternative to so many children here in the South. Once the public schools were ruined by the Brown decision and its progeny, you've been in the trenches from the beginning. This is the most authentic paleoconservative long-standing organization in America. If there's any group that deserves your support, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, this is it. And it's the bargain of all of these so-called conventions, and it's going to be a bell ringer again this year, and we hope to see you there in Nashville.
Well, and I look forward to see both you and James and Bill, all of you, and you always make a big contribution to the organization with your efforts, and we very much appreciate what you folks in Memphis are doing. One of these days, I'm going to come down from St. Louis to Memphis to take me to Bozo Barbecue.
We're going to do it. Well, back at you, my friend. You've done a great job for the cause of paleoconservatism. Continue to do it. Keep on doing what you're doing. And we're looking forward to seeing you in Nashville shortly.
Okay. God bless.
Hey, thank you, Gordon. We love you, buddy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and we hope to see a lot of people there with us and joining us as a result of this interview and the promotion that we've given the conference. And again, folks, cfcc.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You'll find a way to get more information, all the details about it. Register tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it now. Let's go now to Peter Scoop Stanton, who's been waiting patiently. Peter Stanton was at Belmont last week, Keith. You might not have known that. He was there to root for I'll Have Another Until I'll Have Another had one too many.
Well, he's our man in Havana. He's our roving correspondent who gets us a scoop, just like his name would imply, on everything current that's happening in the world. Peter, what you got now?
Good evening, Cesspool family. Good evening, James and Keith. As James said before, I did go to the Belmont Stakes. I was all set to place $2 on I'll Have Another. However, he was scratched as usual. I guess somebody from the cesspool probably endorsed him.
Yeah, that's right. We endorsed him. That's what happened.
Unfortunately, the horse that won was called Union Rag. So anything with Union in it, I will not bet against. The horse I bet was called 516. The odds was 50-1. As the horse is coming around, I swear to God, it just started to trot. So there you have it, folks. In terms of seating, my brother's company rented a space. It's like a little picnic area for, you know, the movers and shakers in the metropolitan New York City area. However, we were there looking like white trash, representing very well. Before I left for...
Hey, Scoop, let me just say this, and I don't mean to jump on you. Keith must have gotten the good headsets tonight. I don't know what this is. Bootleg radio at WLRM. No, I'm just gonna. I can't hear anything. I can hear like every tenth word, and the same was going on with Gordon. Gordon's been on so much, I just have a feel for him. So I'm gonna let actually Keith handle this interview because he can hear you, and I can't. So it's gonna be you and Keith. But Scoop, I trust you not to say any cuss words, and be on your best behavior as Keith handles this interview for the next 5 minutes.
All right, I'll try. I left the disc.
Scoop, our friend James is having one of his LSD flashbacks, I guess, but let's just carry on without him here. Tell us about it, my friend.
Okay, I left the District of Columbia about 2:30 in the morning to make it up to my brother's place in the metropolitan New York City area. On the way up Interstate 95, I stopped in downtown Philadelphia for a cheesesteak sandwich at Geno's. And let me tell you, at 5:30 in the morning, those things are just as good as 12 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
As we went up to Belmont, there was 80,000 people there. There was a lot of police represented from the New York Racing Association, Nassau County Police, the local Belmore Police, and also the Transit Authority Police as they had shuttle trains going from Penn Station to the track. With 80,000 people, nothing happened. You can imagine the racial makeup of the group over at Belmont. In terms of women, oh, my God, I thought I was at a wedding reception because the women were just dressed to kill. I wish I opened a hat stand outside the racetrack because every other beautiful woman had a hat. Lucille Ball would have been very, very jealous. In terms of betting, me being the big spender, spent no more than $4 on a horse. The one horse that did come in, I was unfortunately able to bet because I was standing in a very, very long beer line. Other than that, the state of horse racing in America is very shaky with casinos popping up every other corner, like a 7-Eleven. Online gaming and just the internet in general. Horse racing is just a dying sport, but again, horse racing is a sport of kings because people were very well dressed, very well behaved, and they let a couple accessible fans in. Before I went up, I asked James if he had anything with the political cesspool I could wear, a t-shirt, a hat, or a button. Unfortunately, due to the not-so-big, accessible budget, he had nothing to give me. However, Bill Maher, who's a no-talent comic and even worse talk show host, he's able to buy a partnership in the New York Mets. So hopefully one of these days the Mets will fold and Bill Maher will be out of a job. Back to you in the studio.
Well, I can tell you you're a man without vices. If you limited yourself to $4 of bets, did they let you make bets at less than a dollar up there at the racetrack in Philadelphia? Tell me. You don't have that down here.
The Belmont track is just outside of New York. It's on the Queens-New York border. I believe the minimum bet is $2, but I had to place priorities. You know, I have a beer budget, I have a betting budget, and one budget's bigger than the other budget. And
well, you may not be totally without vices, but on your budget, apparently you're not going to get into too much trouble up there.
No, but again, people were very, very well behaved. There were police everywhere, but they had nothing to do. However, I'm sure at local rap concerts, you know, they got police armed to the teeth and things always go bad. So if you go to like a Belmont or the Kentucky Derby, you're not going to see anything from Wolves or Hip Hop on there.
Well, Scoop, let's talk about something important that you touched on. Dino's up in where you got the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. You got to send us one of those or else we got to go up there. If you come down here, we're going to take you to Bozo's Barbecue in Mason, Tennessee. So, you know, there's some reciprocity going on here, but we want you to, you know, we've got to have one of those legendary cheesesteaks from Dino's.
You got it. But, of course, after I ate that delicious sandwich, I was, like, going above the postal speed limit through Philadelphia on 95, and the onions are falling all over the place. I'm trying to, like, you know, eat the sandwich and drive my car, and it wasn't pretty. And, of course, I didn't buy enough sandwiches because I shoved that.
Scoop, I was just going to say, you know, you're talking about Geno's, and again, pardon me if I interrupted you, but I can't hear you, but I had to say this, since you're on the topic. You stopped at the famous Geno's cheesesteak, you know, sandwich shop. Geno himself, of course, passed away not too long ago. He was famous, or became famous, back in 05, 06, right around then, for saying, when ordering, speak English, and of course, that was a big controversy. How's he supposed to fulfill an order when he can't understand what the people are saying, because they can't speak English, even though this is America, for God's sake. Well, anyway, in addition to becoming famous for that stand, Geno himself, God rest his soul, was a guest on the Political Cesspool radio program. During the midst of the furor he created by insisting that his customers order in English, he took the time out to come on this show. So a political cesspool Geno's connection right there for you, Scoop.
Right, and also the first time I went up there, WPHT, which is the AM powerhouse, they had a live broadcast, and I was trying like hell to get on the Dom Giordano show because also his guest for that particular broadcast was Jerome Corsi. I had a couple words to say to Mr. Corsi. However, I had to get back to where I was living at the time. It was probably in some cardboard box somewhere, so I wasn't able to do it. But again, 5:30 in the morning, this sandwich is good as any other time of the day.
As it always happens, my friend, we're out of time with you. We're going to have to give you an hour next week. Hey, try to get down to Nashville for that council conference. Give me a call about that. Let's talk about it. For the rest of you folks, we're out of time. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week in the Political Cesspool.